Before honor is humility, Gideon deeply felt his own insufficiency for the great work before him. The Lord does not always choose for his work men of the greatest talents, but he selects those whom he can best use. Individuals who might do good service for God may for a time be left in obscurity, apparently unnoticed and unemployed by their master. But if they faithfully perform the duties of their humble position, cherishing a willingness to labor and to sacrifice for him, he will in his own time entrust them with greater responsibilities. Before honor is humility. The Lord can use most effectually those who are most sensible of their own unworthiness and inefficiency. He will teach them to exercise the courage of faith. He will make them strong by uniting their weakness to his might, wise by connecting their ignorance with his wisdom. The same compassionate Savior quoted, these gracious words were spoken by the same compassionate Savior who said to the tempted disciples upon the stormy sea, "It is I, be not afraid," he who appeared to those sorrowing ones in the upper chamber, and spoke the selfsame words addressed to Gideon, "Peace be unto you." The very same Jesus who walked in humiliation as a man among the children of men, came to his ancient people, to counsel and direct, to command, to encourage, and reprove them.